Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Good morning. I can't say that enough. Good and morning, okay? Because God is good. His mercy endures forever. And I just want to lift up that scripture that the psalmist just left off on, Psalm 19:14. Again, that's Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My strength and my redeemer. It's emphasis on my strength, because this morning when I woke up, I always say, God, give me strength. God, give me strength to endure. God, give me strength. Look at me. I'm getting ahead of myself, but this is exactly what I just declare and decree for each and every one of us, that God gives us strength. God gives us strength in this. God gives us strength out of nowhere. God gives us supernatural strength. Yes. So I just declare and decree that God will do the most for us. And one of the songs that I played for the jam session, again, I try to make every song super purposeful for what I'm about to say. But one of the songs was entitled Undefeated Champion. So I just declare and decree that we recognize God as an undefeated champion, as an undefeated champion. I'm going to say that again. I just pray and declare and decree that we recognize and acknowledge that God is an undefeated champion. Undefeated meaning through him we are winners. Through him we are more than conquerors. That's what the word says. So I just say, we shall be. Through God we are more than conquerors. Through him we understand that we are the head and not the tail. Through him we understand that we are above and not beneath. Through him we understand that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, in Jesus' name. Yes, the weapons may form. Yes, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. The weapons of depression may form, the weapons of failed health may form, the weapons of mental illness may form. My God, the weapons of anxiety may form, the weapons of chaotic moments in your life may form, the weapons, and God will use some people very close to you as a weapon, and it may form, but I just declare and decree this morning that they will not prosper, and that we will be reminded that God is a what? An undefeated champion. An undefeated champion. And that you, my friends, must always declare and decree what the word says about you. Specifically, it states, and you can look up where the scripture says, that you're the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath, and that you are more than conquerors in any given season that the Lord is walking you through. Okay? Any given season that the Lord is walking you through. And so, I just had to get that off my heart this morning, but let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. And so as I was going through my weekend, I was up late one night and I ran across this message by Priscilla Shire. And so long story short, the message was about you know, you have a purpose here in life. And she was really emphasizing the fact that when we go through certain things in life, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, relationally, and all the things, when we go through certain things in life, that's what we want to do. We want to rush out of it, meaning rush out the process. And I was like, okay, Lord. So I sat with it. And you know, as you sit with things, I was like, God, if this is something that you want me to share, of course he's going to confirm it. And confirm it, he did. I listened to all my surroundings, meaning everything. My ears are always up like, oh God, this has got to be you speaking. When I say my ears are always up, when I listen, when God speaks to me. So I said this time and time again, but God will speak to you through your children. God will speak to you through a significant other. God will speak to you through a random stranger. God will speak to you through a family member and what have you, right? But will you be paying attention? And let me tell you, y'all, I was paying attention. So in this instance, God spoke to me through my daughter, my oldest. And she said, Mommy, it's cold outside. I was like, girl, yeah, it's real cold out here. And she said, why can't it be summer? She said, Mommy, it's cold outside. Why it can't be summer? Just like that. Can't be summer. And I said, I sat with that and I said, oh Lord, that's a whole word. Because I was just listening to the message of Priscilla Shire talk about how when we go through things, we want to rush out the process. And when you think about the phrase, why it can't be summer, she was literally rushing out of the winter, skipping over spring and going in the summer. Okay. I'm gonna say that again. She was literally, whether she knew it or not, she was rushing out of winter, skipping over spring and going straight into summer. And when we think about the things that we go through, that is exactly what we do or want to do when we are being processed. But when we are being processed or taken through the trials and tribulations of life, the ups and downs of life, that is exactly what we tend to want to do, is to get straight out of it. You want to, oh goodness, I'm going through this and then I want to get out of it. Okay, cool. Oh, I got it. You know, that's a response of ours. However, I want to encourage you to don't rush out the process. Don't rush out the process. There is something when we go through certain things in life, whether it's you personally, whether it's you witnessing somebody in your life that's close to you or maybe far from you or whatever, when you witness that process they're going through, I want you to ask yourself, God, what is it that you want me to see through this? God, what is it what you want me to learn from this? God, how are you speaking through me through this situation? How are you speaking to me through this situation? God, what is it that you want me to see? Matter of fact, God, what is it that you want me to intercede for? How do you want me to specifically pray about this situation? It's so many ways you can look at it. And I was truly convicted when the Lord said, don't rush out the process, and confirm, don't rush out of it. I'm doing something new. The word even says that God is doing something new. God is doing something new through you. God is doing something new. And so what I encourage you to pray and declare and decree as you are going through the process is that God prepare you. Say, God, prepare me for what you have in store for me. God, prepare me for what you have in store for me. And I know we all like to say, God will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or imagine. Yes, that is a wonderful scripture to lean on. And I say that all the time. I'm not even going to say I don't, but I declare that too. But also declare that God will prepare you to endure. Also, I'm going to say that again. Also declare, when you declare God will do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or imagine, also declare, God, prepare me to endure. Prepare me to endure the trials and the tribulations, the ups and the downs and all the things. God, prepare me, okay, to endure. Number two, ask God to give you supernatural strength, okay? Supernatural strength, only strength given to him, or given by him. Only strength given by him. So ask God to give you supernatural strength through the test. Because believe it or not, yes, you're believers. Yes, you are coming and getting in relationship or better relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But please don't think you're not going to be tested in these streets. Please know that you're going to be tested. Please know that people are going to test your nerves, get on your nerves, do all the things. All the things. And I can't emphasize that enough, right? So you want to ask God for supernatural strength so you will not just see the bad out the situation you may be facing in your life, your finances, your family, whatever may be going on, right? But you will also see the good. You will also see the good. I'm going to say that again. You will also see the good, not just the bad. You will also see the good. And the scripture states in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, right? God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. And I want to say this again. And we know that in all things. Ooh, all things. I don't think you understand. Let me remind you about what all stands for. All don't stand for. Oh, and we know that in one or two things, or just a few things, God works. But we know in all things. So in everything, my friends, everything, God works for the good of those who love him. And last time I checked, I love him. Last time I checked, I hope and pray you love him too. And it says, who have been called according to his purpose. Whether you know it or not, you are here for a distinct purpose. And I pray if God has not revealed what you are called to do in this season and beyond, I pray that he does quickly and swiftly, and sooner rather than later. Sooner rather than later. And so when I really think about this scripture, I think about the song, I Won't Complain. I think about it because the first portion of that song, and really the chorus of that song, it's like, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. Come on now. I know somebody has had some sleepless nights. Woo. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, woo, not just some, like I said, not just some or a few of my days, but all of my good days outweigh, meaning my good days are more than my what? Bad days. Therefore, I won't complain. I won't complain about this situation I'm in. Because listen, I always, like, when I find myself in situations that I'm just like, God, is this it? Is this it? I always think about the phrase, the phrase, if not you, then who? If not you, then who? And I'd be like, ooh, yes, God, you done picked the right one. Because if anything, I'm getting stronger. My endurance is building up. My spiritual muscles are building up. So I just declare and decree that your spiritual muscles are building up during these seasons. During these seasons, you really can't see left from right, up, down, side to side, or what have you. During these seasons, I just pray that the spiritual muscles, your spiritual stamina, thank you, Lord. Your spiritual stamina is built up, and that you're fully equipped to handle the situations that are thrown your way. We're not going to be out here being no lukewarm Christians. If anything, we're going to go all in and fight the good fight. Come on now, fight the good fight with prayer. We're going to fight the good fight with the Lord on our side. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not ever going into a battle without the Lord. I'm never going into the battle without the Lord, because ultimately the battle is the Lord's, not mine. And when it comes to handling things in your life, you just got to let go and let God, literally let God handle it, because to him is light work. Because to him, it is light work. Hard work for us. Hard work for us. But light work to him. And so I want to really focus on that word light work, because this is a phrase or a word that God has really been pressing on me to discuss with you all. And that phrase, light work, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've heard it being used before, but let me remind you, when someone says that's light work, they usually mean that a task, challenge, or situation is easy or effortless for them. It's a casual or slang expression often used to convey confidence or dismiss a task as requiring minimal effort. I'm going to say the first portion again. When someone says light work, that's light work, they usually mean that a task, challenge, or situation is easy or effortless for them. So when I say it's light work for God to handle any and every situation that we face, trust and believe it's effortless for him. This ain't nothing to him. It's not like he didn't know we was going to go through it. He knows our beginning and our end. So he knew that we was going to face these challenges, these difficulties, these thoughts were going to harass us. He knew we were going to face that financial situation. He knew that the job may be, that we may get laid off from the job. He knew that the rejection letter was coming before we even knew. He knew it before we ever knew it. So why we over here just racking our brains like and stressing out and let God handle it. Let God handle it, because it's light work to him. It is light work to him. Hard work for us, but it is light work for him. And so that's what I want to really leave you with this morning, that despite what you're going through, give it to God, because it's light work for him. But as we are going through, don't rush yourself out the process, but ask yourself those critical questions that I just went over. God, what do you want me to see from this situation? God, how do you want me to view it? God, how do you want me to pray about this situation? And God, please prepare me to endure this situation by giving me supernatural strength to endure and to always lean on you And remember Romans 8:28, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him. And you love him, and who have been called according to his purpose. All right? All right, y'all. Whew. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we do not take it for granted that we're able to hear from you. We don't take it for granted that we're able and able to just process your word, to process your word and to eat on your word on a daily basis. God, we thank you. We thank you for supernatural strength in this season. No matter what may come our way, God, we know that you can handle it. We know that it is your battle to fight, God. So we give it to you, knowing that we are more than conquerors through you, but also knowing that when we give it to you, it ain't nothing but light work. It's effortless to you. It could be hard work for us, God, but God, we know we're submitting every burden to you, submitting every issue to you, submitting every problem to you that we may face, God, we thank you in advance for resolving it. We thank you for being the ultimate solutionist. We thank you for being the ultimate problem solver. God, we thank you. We thank you for when those times come that you already know we was going to face it. So God, we thank you for the preparation. We thank you for preparing the way for us. We thank you for guiding us during uncertain times, God. We thank you for being with us during uncertain hours, uncertain environments, God. We thank you for dispatching your angels to surround us, our physical, our mental. God, we thank you. We thank you for being there. We thank you for making a way out of no way and having us to continue to stand on your word. Stand on your word in Romans 8:28 that states, and we know that in all things, you, Lord, work for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So God, we thank you. We thank you for going above and beyond for us and doing the most for us, your sons and daughters. So God, we thank you. We count it all joy. We give you all the praise, all the honor. We come against any fear. We come against doubt. We come against procrastination. We come against those negative thoughts we may have, God, about you not coming through for us, about you not coming through for us. So God, we thank you for being there in the midst. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you for bringing to remembrance that we're the head and not the tail. When we walk into those corporate rooms, when we get on the phone call, God, when we go into the interview, Lord, when we make the connection, Lord, have us to remind us who we are in you. Who we are in you. Help us to amplify who we are in you, and rather than who we are not in you, but who we are, and we are the head and not the tail, and we are above and not beneath, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. So yes, God, we thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.